Russell Burke and A.J. Erskine are two young graduates of the Virginia Institute for Marine Science. They stand as polar opposites on Virginia's oyster restoration debate. Burke worked on the Army Corps of Engineers Reef Sanctuary in the Great Wicomico River, just a few miles south of the Potomac River. He believes Virginia's seafood industry is pressuring the state to open conservation reefs after taking several economic hits, including the Gulf oil spill that took away the oysters they used to supplement their harvests, and a recent federal decision not to introduce non-native oysters into the bay.
Not every oyster that's put in the water by a state or federal agency is meant to be harvested. Sometimes it's really meant for improvement of water quality and a recovery of ecological function that has been lost by the loss of populations of oysters. Because there's fishery restoration and there's ecological restoration, and there's always this attempt to muddy the waters between them so that the fishery interests can be the larger influence.
After Erskine graduated from VIMS, he became manager for the joint aquaculture operation of Cowart Seafood and Bevins Oyster Companies in the Northern Neck. Erskine also is president of the Virginia Seafood Council, an industry lobbying group.
Oysters are by far, in my opinion, one of the most keystone species in Chesapeake Bay. Environmentally, ecologically, economically, they're extremely important to us. But I do think that a sanctuary system is flawed. I think hands-off, never-to-be-touched, completely restricted sanctuary is just a flawed system. It's not going to get people or the supporters what they're looking for at the end of the day. It's not going to clean up all of Chesapeake Bay. It's not going to reduce nutrient pollution. It's not going to repopulate and give us oysters back in Chesapeake Bay like John Smith's days in the 1800s. It's just not going to work. You should turn those areas over, make them rotating, harvestable areas so you can remove the big oysters, put the small ones back, and get ready to plant them again.
Tommy Kellum is vice president and co-owner of Kellum Seafood in Lancaster County and is a member of the state shellfish advisory committee. His family has been in the oyster business for several generations, and he believes the industry should drive oyster restoration. He also takes issue with where the Corps has built its reef in the Great Wicomico.
The shellfish advisory committee through VMRC, we toured these areas back in, I guess it was in April, and some of the areas have some substrate. Some was just sticky mud that looked like jello. You know, and the Corps' position is we can put enough shell there, and yeah, we're going to lose some of it. Well, that's easy to do when you're spending money the way they spend it. Now, we're in the midst of doing oyster restoration now. We go out on a limb and spend a pile of our own money doing it, and obviously, I don't have a choice when I'm spending my own money to put it in the very best locations that I have.
Judy Lang lives a few miles from the Great Wicomico Reef. She happens to be a coral reef biologist who works with the Atlantic and Gulf Rapid Reef Assessment, surveying the health of tropical reefs.
At least in the coral reef community, people have been thinking about how best to manage reefs for several decades now. I believe there's an emerging consensus that you can't just go in and mandate that conservation will occur. That unless you have the buy-in of the local community, you have to provide some alternate mechanism for the people who are going to be displaced because they can't fish there or do other things there any longer, to continue to make a living. You can't just say, well, conserve this and in 30 years there'll be benefits that your children can enjoy because they've got to feed their children now.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News.